Welcome back, one and all, to The Weekender's Edge. I'm your host, Nick Simonson, outdoors writer, with my materials online at newsdakota.com and dakotaedge.com. So great to be with you here as we crawl our way out of the deep freeze, taking your next 3 days and your ice fishing adventures, cramming them all into 3 minutes so you can get the most of your time outdoors. Starting with our pick of the weekend, which is Friday the 19th. That low is going to start out around the donut, but you're going to see that high climb up into the low teens. And what makes today so beautiful is you have that first quarter moon and a warm-up coming in the afternoon with those winds staying very light out of the south. Those south winds will bring in those warmer temperatures and won't be gusting up too high on Friday to give you a really great start to your weekend with mostly sunny and clear conditions throughout the day. Hey, on the 20th, Saturday, it is a heat wave beginning with a low when you wake up right around 10 degrees and a high up in the middle 20s. You're going to feel that south wind kick up as those warmer temperatures propel in behind that cold system we've had sitting over the region for the last couple weeks. Speeds will be right around 15 to 25 miles an hour, so you'll feel a little bit of a chill, but that wind is going to help propel warmer temperatures as we go into next week. Mostly cloudy conditions will dominate the day, giving you a chance to get out there in those low light situations to catch more crappies, walleyes, and those fish that like it a little bit dimmer. Turning to Sunday, boy, it is t-shirts and shorts almost as we talk about this warm-up continuing. Your wake-up low right around 20 degrees, and that high is going to get up into the low 30s, over freezing for the first time in about 3 weeks, so a very exciting day to be out there on the ice. The wind will shift a bit to the west, 15 to 22 miles an hour, mostly clear conditions. So, looking back at the last couple weeks, not a bad 3-day stretch coming up for your ice fishing adventures. Looking back on 2020, we had a lot of folks in the outdoors, and we saw, as a result, violations tick up from 2,300 in 2019 to 2,600 in this past year. But a big reason for that was a change in boating regulations, which occurs every 3 years. For more information on that, we caught up with District Game Warden Corey Irk to learn more.
The main reason is we were on a renewal year for boating registration, so we run on a 3-year cycle. And what we find is we end up with doing a lot more stops and issuing a lot of citations early in the summer because of expired registration. So not only does it, you know, lead to registration tickets, but with the expired registrations, we do more stops that lead to some other violations also. Last year there was, just anecdotally what I saw myself, I think there was more fishing, especially in March and April. It seemed like there was a lot of people that weren't working, so they were out fishing. And throughout the summer.
That was District Game Warden Corey Irk sharing insight onto why we saw an increase in tickets issued by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department last year and how boating comprised a good deal of that uptick. Hey, that wraps up the show for this week, folks. I hope you have a safe and enjoyable time out there. Shake off that cabin fever, punch a few holes, find some fish, and gear up for spring. For the Weekender's Edge, I'm Nick Simonson. Good fishing to ya.